So National Wills Week takes place from 13 to 17 September, and it's an initiative of the Law Society of South Africa, during which attorneys all over the country that are registered with the Law Society of South Africa will be able to draw up wills free of charge for anyone in the public, which is the reason why we're speaking to Philip Silier, who is from Haasbroek and Buzart Attorneys, all about wills, how they work, what's important. Hello, Philip. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Fine and fabulous, thank you very much. So we've had a few other interviews where we've covered some of the other aspects of doing wills. But I need to ask you, how often do I need to update my will?
Well, there are no hard and fast rules regarding how often you should update your will. I've seen people who push that you should do it annually, and so I would say that is not required at all. Once you have drafted your will is valid until it is revoked, if you ever revoke your will. So as long as you have a will, it is valid. However, I would suggest that usually a person should consider updating their will. As often as something big happens in their life. So a big life event which should typically trigger the thought that maybe I should update my will. That would be something such as divorce, something such as marriage, the birth of a child, the death of a child, the birth of a grandchildren. Anything like that should be considered as an event where I should think maybe I should update my will and change the beneficiaries or consider who the beneficiaries thereof should be.
Okay, well, when it comes to anything legal, there's always these rules that us normal people don't know about. So I'm wondering whether when I draft a will, do I need to be present at the drafting of that will, or can we do things over the phone or email these days?
Well, with the drafting of the will itself, you do not need to be present. In fact, during, especially with the lockdown and COVID times that we live in, it is not very uncommon for people to do the arrangements for the drafting of the will over the phone or over email. However, with the execution, so in other words, with the signing of the will, the testator needs to be present. But for the drafting thereof and for the arrangements around it, the testator needs not be present.
Okay, but is it hard to draft a will? Can't I just do it myself? Is it really necessary for an attorney to draft my will?
Well, technically, no. Any person can draft a will. And yes, you can draft your will yourself. There's nothing that stops you from doing that as long as the will complies with all the requirements that is set out in the Wills Act.
right there.
Yes. So I would always suggest that you get an attorney due to the fact that attorneys has been specifically trained to do this. But with something such as Wills Week lying ahead, there's no reason for any person that they would have to do it themselves. Seeing that the professionals can assist you free of charge, there's no reason to have to do it yourself. There's so many loopholes and things to consider when drafting a will that I would always suggest go and see a professional. There's no reason you should do this yourself.
I'm sure that there's such a lot to consider and things that we would leave out if we would do this by ourselves. And you've drafted so many wills yourself by now. You would be able to recognize if they're not only loopholes, but just gaps in a will that I don't see.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's so many things that can be included in the will, so much more than just the distribution of your assets at the end of the day. So if you work with someone who drafts wills every day and administers estates every day, they would know which kind of questions to ask and which matters to consider. Whereas if you do it yourself, you will not necessarily think of those things or even know that there are certain options available out there that you can be included into your will.
And maybe I do this great will on my own, but there are some legal aspects of it that isn't covered and then it's not even valid.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, a will still remains a legal document. And therefore, there are these certain requirements that are set out in the Wills Act. And even if one of the requirements are not in the will be considered invalid.
Oi, oi, oi. Now I'm wondering, is it just assets that we're talking about with what needs to be included in the will? Or can I put something in like, for instance, funeral arrangements?
No, there's so much more that can be included in the will, but something such as funeral arrangements, yes, that can be included in the will. In fact, it's quite common for people to elect and stipulate whether they wish to be buried or cremated and to include that into the wills. I've had some interesting requests that has been included in the wills, things such as people say that they want to be buried and then a tree must be planted on there. on the burial site, or if they want to be cremated, and that the ashes must be put in a certain niche, or it must be spread at a certain place. So things like that can be included in your will.
Even if it's a little weird or macabre.
Even then.
What about preferences before I'm dead? Like if I'm so sick that I have to be kept alive artificially, but I actually wish not to be, is this something that can be included in a normal will as well?
Yes and no. So you will not necessarily include that in your normal will, but rather you would draft a living will. So a living will is a document that speaks to your wishes while you are still alive, whereas a normal will speaks to your wishes when you are dead. Now, a normal will only gets power upon your passing, whereas a living will speaks to your wishes before that. So it would be a separate document when you say your wishes, such as if I am in a state where I can no longer speak for myself, in a vegetative state, for example, these are my wishes. And then it would include something such as being not being kept artificially alive, or being an organ donor or such.
Okay, well, National Wills Week is about wills. Does it now include the living will as well as the normal one?
That would depend on the attorneys. I think it would usually only include the normal wills. At our offices, we can gladly assist you with a living will as well.
Because they're so generous, you see. Truly appreciate that. One thing I do want to ask as well, you were referring now to being kept alive artificially. In other words, you're not capable of signing any will. Maybe you're illiterate and you can't sign, but you were saying that the signature is quite important. So what do you do if you're incapable, if you can't sign?
Okay, so if someone is illiterate or very ill and or very weak so that they cannot necessarily sign a will, the Wills Act fortunately caters for such a situation. So you have two options then. The option one would be that the testator can instruct someone to sign on his behalf. The other option is that the testator signs by way of a mark. A mark which can include something such as a thumbprint. In either instance, so whether someone signs on your behalf, or if you sign by way of a mark, then a commissioner of oath must confirm that it was indeed your instructions and your mark there too. And then the commissioner of oath must also attach a certain certificate to the will that confirms this.
But how does the commissioner of oath know that this thing is actual and that it's credible?
Okay. So the commissioner of oaths needs to be in your presence while making the mark, and he must also sign each page of the will.
All right. Okay. So that covers quite a bit of doing the will thing. But if people want to get hold of you, if they now say, okay, obviously, and there are actually people who don't have a will at all yet, maybe you just postpone it, procrastinate a little. I've still got lots of life left in me. Why would I even think of a will? But I'm sure that you feel that a will is needs to happen, doesn't matter what age you are.
Yes, absolutely. Now, a will is a very important document. And I've seen people pass away. I work with cases where people pass away on a daily basis. And I've seen people pass away in strange and mysterious ways. And it's not necessarily old people. It happens to young people as well. And then we would hope that they have a will in place. So they can gladly contact me at any point in time, and I would assist them with the drafting of their wills.
How do we contact you?
You can phone me at 012-481-3555, and we can then set up an appointment to arrange for date and time that's suitable, and we can meet up to draft your will.
That sounds like a Hollywood number, nah? 555.
It is, 555.
Give that number again.
012-481-3555.
And email?
Sylvia P at hblaw.co.za.